This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 17th. Well, I'm getting a few more calls than I normally do about the situation with the market and what's wrong with NVIDIA and all those kind of calls. So I just thought I'd give you an update. First of all, today's probably the last day for you to suffer because tomorrow the Fed will be cutting key interest rates. I expect the FOMC statement to be dovish. And I expect the dot plot to signal there might be another rate cut or two next year. The truth of the matter is we're probably going to have more rate cuts because interest rates are collapsing in Europe. Bloomberg did a survey that expects that rates are going to be 2% in Europe by June. Right now they're 3%. Some economists are expecting it to be 1.75, so there'll be 5 more rate cuts. So whether Europe has 4 or 5 rate cuts doesn't matter. What matters is that global rates are collapsing, and as global rates come down, it'll put downward pressure on our treasury rates, period. And then our Fed has to get in line with treasury yields. It's as simple as that. Okay, so what's wrong in Europe? They're in a recession. Germany destroyed their economy by increasing energy prices. It's a manufacturing-based economy, and they outsourced to Hungary and Poland and Slovakia and Czech Republic, but internally they're collapsing. And it's the first VW plant announcement was announced. It's actually the Brussels plant that makes the Audi e-tron. I guess that is going to be discontinued because their Q6 vehicle looks just like it. So I have two. And the other comment I have is, France is headless because they can't get a budget through. Marie Le Pen controls Parliament. And something similar is going on in Canada. You know, the finance minister of Canada resigned over disagreement with Justin Trudeau on how to do things. And a lot of this is infighting on how to respond to the U.S. over the tariffs. And although Justin Trudeau is a very unpopular fellow, I don't blame him for visiting Donald Trump. U.S. is 78% of their trade. And some people in Canada want to play tough with the U.S. Well, I wouldn't do that. The U.S. is their biggest customer. What are they going to do? So the fact that Trudeau might be out of power soon because Trump wanted to put tariffs on the country is amazing, but he was weak anyway. So let's see, we got a lot of upheaval in nations around the world. The British Prime Minister's off to a rough start, you know. He and Trump don't really get along because the Labour Party had a bunch of advisors, especially in Pennsylvania, trying to defeat Trump, and there was a formal complaint that, you know, allies are not supposed to swing U.S. elections. And so, let's see, so we have issues in Canada. We've got issues in Britain. We got France and Germany with huge leadership vacuums. And, you know, they're going to have to change some of their rules that are destroying their economies. It's as simple as that. So the U.S. is the oasis in the world, period. We're food and energy independent. Other than the bird flu, which is causing our egg stocks to go up, that's Calmine and Vital Farms, just so you know, everything's fine. And the bird flu's on the West Coast. So West Coast supermarkets for eggs and things are kind of like barren right now. The other comment I have is that Germany had a business climate index come out, and it was horrific. It's been down 6 of the last 7 months. It just emphasizes the gloom in Germany. And our retail sales were better than expected, so that's good. We're up 0.7%. Online sales are up 1.9%. Auto sales are up 2.6%, but there's a lot of incentives out there to push excess inventory. But there's something called a control group within the retail sales report. And based on that, we're growing at 5.6% annual pace on retail sales on the control groups. That's going to help GDP growth. So we're going to have a good holiday shopping season. The only problem is all the external things. The chaos internationally, the bad sentiment internationally. But I don't mean to be a poophead, folks, but, you know, these countries are shrinking. The only countries that are growing are the U.S., Brazil, and India. Every other country is shrinking. They're losing households. And Brazil is actually going to start shrinking soon. So it'll just be the U.S. and India growing. And why are we growing? Well, let's see. We have some pro-family regions, the South, the Mountain West. We do assimilate our immigrants, both the legal and the other kind, illegal. And we do a better job of it than most countries. But like a country like Canada, which I was talking about earlier, they're shrinking. They're losing people. So even though they have a lot of immigration. So what's interesting is we're the oasis in the world. And I can't say that enough. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about NVIDIA and some of these other stocks that are influencing the market. First of all, let's talk about the replacement for Supermicro in the NASDAQ 100. It's MSTR. It's an AI-related firm. And I just want you to know how MicroStrategy is what it's called. I don't own the stock, but I just want you to know what the analysts say about it. The analysts say their sales are declining. Not much, 0.8%. The analyst says they looks like they're making a transition from negative positive earnings. That's good. But their operating earnings are down 90%. So this kind of stock doesn't hit my radar, okay? And, you know, our fundamental testing is even stronger than our quantitative testing lately. So we're not going to ignore fundamentals. We're never going to abandon fundamentals because we go into earnings season locked and loaded. So Supermicro, of course, got hit because it's being booted from the NASDAQ 100. But just so you know, their sales are still forecasted to be up 180.7%. Earnings are supposed to be up 119.5%. Analysts have revised their estimates higher in the past 3 months. So Supermicro is still our strongest stock on sales. It's amazing. I have friends that build AI chips. They're in Boise. They say they make the best servers. If you read the short seller reports, it says, well, Dell and Hewlett Packard are going to be competing with them. Not really. Not really. Supermicro still dominates liquid cooled servers. And their chairman was out and about speaking that their big build out in Malaysia is still underway. If Supermicro has any problem, it's cultural. They're led by a Chinese guy who seems to ignore the accounting community sometimes, so that's unfortunate. But they have real sales and earnings, and I expect a very, very good report from them. Okay, a couple other things I want to mention. NVIDIA, it's going to hit with profit-taking, but there's nothing wrong with it. There are some really bogus articles out there that there's competition for NVIDIA. No, there isn't, okay? NVIDIA is a monopoly. It dominates regenerative AI. That's machine learning. Is there other types of AI? Of course there is. All they're doing is grab a bunch of data and optimizing it, okay? Period. They use it in sales all the time. You know, you go online and they're trying to figure out who you are and you get ads based on your search history. That's not regenerative AI. That's just optimization, okay? So, you know, there's companies like Broadcom and that do that kind of stuff and facilitate that and work with Netflix and or Meta and other firms. But NVIDIA dominates this regenerative AI, which is going to be predominantly in data centers. And now that Trump's coming in, we're going to have enough electricity for all the data centers because we don't have to sequester the carbon from the natural gas plants anymore. So things are really growing, okay? But NVIDIA sales are forecast to be up 72% next quarter. Earnings are supposed to be up 63.9. Analysts have revised estimates higher, and this is the Blackwell chip rollout. And it's just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger because of order backlog. So don't let get shaken out by all the weird gyrations on Wall Street. So you can buy this MicroStrategy if you want to don't care about earnings. Okay? See, we care about earnings at Avalere. That's what we're obsessed with. We go in earnings season locked and loaded. And what happens is sometimes there's froth. Sometimes there's speculation. And it distracts people, and that's what's been going on. But as soon as earnings come out, everything's going to be fine. So we expect the market to rally tomorrow in the wake of the Fed cut and statement. We do expect to rally in the holidays. The market is broadening out. It is encompassing stocks like MicroStrategy. Okay, is it ready for me yet? No. But, you know, even though it's missed the last three quarters, they say it's going to have positive earnings next quarter. This is the analyst. I will wait for that to happen. I will not anticipate that. I will wait for it to finally surprise. If it surprises guys higher, yeah, maybe I'll get involved in it too. But until then, I'm not going near that stock. Okay, I don't care what index it's being added to. So that's kind of what's going on here, folks. The year-end tax selling is largely over. The I think we're going to finish the year on a strong note. We got a lot to look forward to. Earnings are accelerating for the S&P. I know the world is a mess. I know that Ukraine killed the Russian general in Moscow, and they're going to retaliate. And there's problems in the world. Period. Okay. There's leadership vacuums. I didn't even mention Brazil. You know, Lula da Silva, the president, had brain surgery. So there's leadership vacuums everywhere, okay? But, and even in America, you could argue that we've been in a leadership vacuum. But we're going to have a little bit more assertive president come in. Looks like they're going to try to get a fast start. Looks like it's all about, you know, growing the economy, making sure trade's fair, you know? Getting a better handle on the deficit, you know. The new Treasury Secretary Scott is very well respected, and he'll probably manage the Treasury auctions better than Janet Yellen did. And so I'm optimistic for the future, and I want you to be. So hang on, enjoy the holidays, everybody. It's Louie Navalier. I just want to give this quick update. Whether I do a podcast or not tomorrow depends on what the Fed says. So stay tuned, but if Fed says something that surprises me, I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Take care.